row. The Alabama Lawn staff is made up of long-term employees and agronomy graduates, and the staff at Alabama Lawns attend annual continuing education classes. It pays to have someone that knows southern grass types and how to keep them green and flourishing. Call Alabama Lawns today at 272-7171 and let them show you real value in lawn maintenance service. Alabama Lawns, the company with black trucks and green lawns. 272-7171.
It's time to show your sweetheart how much you care with a Jenny Lind's floral creation for Valentine's Day. Skip the grocery store flowers and make one quick call, 285-1000. Roses, lilies, beautiful bouquets, and gift baskets designed just for your sweetie. Call Jenny Lind's Creations, 285-1000.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, I got the brush off again. I don't get it. Is there something wrong with the way I wave? Elbow wrist. Why won't that little basset hound acknowledge me? I'm friendly. I give everyone peace of mind when I protect their homes through Progressive. He should be jumping for joy when I walk by.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
Maybe it's me. No, it's him.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
It's Mattress Firm's President's Day sale. Right now, save up to $600 when you get a king bed at a queen price and a queen for a twin. Like a Serta Perfect Sleeper Queen mattress, now just $499.99. Plus, take home a free adjustable base when you spend just $499. Don't wait. Visit MattressFirm.com or a store near you for our best deal of the year. Your budget stretches further at Mattress Firm.
Offer valid with qualifying purchase. Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit MattressFirm.com/sale.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh, thanks, Dave.
Well, better start collating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
And now a star is born. On February 12, 1809, the world welcomed little baby Charles Darwin. When the future father of the theory of evolution came into the world, the doctor said, "Congratulations, it's a monkey." No, wait, hold on. It's a human. Charles Darwin, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's fine.
Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
At Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. Democrats are calling for investigations into the Justice Department as President Trump praises Attorney General Bill Barr for taking charge of a case of longtime Trump ally Roger Stone, who was convicted on 7 felony charges, including lying to Congress and witness tampering.
He was treated very badly. 9 years recommended by 4 people that perhaps they were Mueller people. I don't know who they were, prosecutors.
Those prosecutors withdrew from the case yesterday after the Justice Department overruled their sentencing recommendation.
Get less time for murder.
Coronavirus now blamed for more than 1,100 deaths in China, but the CDC's Dr. Nancy Messonnier says the U.S. needs to be vigilant.
We can and should be prepared for this new virus to gain a foothold in the U.S.
13 Americans have been diagnosed with coronavirus, more than 40,000 cases confirmed around the world. America is listening to Fox News.
Yeah, that was great. Thanks for that reporting.
Douchebags. Can't stand them.
Hate them.
Barking the best, because you're only a dog. Westminster crown, you gotta take it. Perfectly groomed, though you only say rough. You got the puppy fluff to make it. Labrador or Bichon Frise, good boys will succeed. Put your paws onto the scale and keep wagging that tail. You're the best in show, and the whole world is gonna know you're the best in show. You're not that outside when you have to go. You're the best in show. I hope you don't end up like Cujo.
Now we know who's best in show around here.
Bailey, the bored hot dog.
That's right. Did you see the picture of the dog that did win?
No.
For the fifth time, it was a poodle. And this, I'm sure somebody like Elizabeth from Gypsy Poodle could make this kind of cut on a dog that had that much hair. It almost looked fake. It almost looked like Trumpy Bear.
Really?
Yeah. pretty amazing. I just posted a video. It's one of those things that'll take you less than 10 seconds to wash. Wash. It's a police chase in a very tight area next to Cornell. It does not end well for a smart car. But it's good lip-diddling amusement this afternoon. The market went up bigly today. Brett McDonald will join us in a minute. Fox Business said it was fears of the coronavirus subsiding. We'll see what he has to say about it. Maybe the economy's just really good. Is that a possibility? You think that could be it?
For shizzle.
I do. I mean, yeah, there's problems in
Hoo-ah!
Or whatever that place is in China, but so far so good. And
Wuhan.
Wuhan. I'm sorry. How'd you pronounce it?
Hoo-ah!
It is 5:07. Montgomery Paint and Body has established themselves as the best when it comes to repairing that. I mean, that car that just got knocked into the river by the police vehicle, they could fish that out. I don't know about the engine part of it. Don Duncan could fix that. But the body damage that was done, the person that owned that car would never know that it was in an accident if they could just sneak it into MPB. For over 3.5 decades, they have been the best, I mean, the most diligent in assessing the damage, repairing everything that needs to be fixed, hiring the most talented people, keeping up with the technologies that are available in car and automotive body repair, and delivering the best result. Their goal is to, you know, once you've been through all the grief of an accident and paperwork and your car has been in their incredibly capable hands, when you show up to get it, it's almost unrecognizably beautiful. That's the goal with each and every vehicle they take in, whether it's a kind of a cosmetic sort of damage thing or the car's been seriously, you know, crumpled up in a wreck. They can handle it either way. They're the best at what they do, period. Donnie Turner and his son Brandon will take great care of you. So my recommendation, call them, 27-WRECK with a W, or keep them. They hope. They don't want you in a wreck. Neither do I. But, and they always happen at the most unexpected times. Just when you realize, wow, it's been a long time since I've had any kind of a car accident, and then boom. Watch on the way home tonight. I haven't hit a mailbox in 2 years, so I'm due. Well, I always have them fix my car when I back into my mailbox,
yes,
and stuff. 27-WRECK with a W on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane.
Hi, I'm Tiffany Coleman. My husband, Jeff Coleman's running for Congress. He grew up in the family moving van business. Right after we were married, his dad sent him overseas to work with their international agents. Our girls and I didn't see him much then, but he learned so much. When his dad moved to chairman, Jeff became president. Since then, the company has grown from 15 to 70 service centers around the world. Their revenues have increased tenfold. He's the hardest working man I know, and he has been since he was 10. For some reason, God gave him the ability to go more than most and not tire. That might help him in Congress. More later.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
With as much waste as your business generates, it's important to know where it's all going to go. With Alabama Dumpster Service, it goes right into that familiar red dumpster or roll-off container, delivered straight to you. As we celebrate our 20th year, our customers know they can count on friendly customer service and reliable, competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster Service, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call today at 334-288-1500 or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
Hi, I'm Rebecca, owner of Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. Are you looking for that perfect gift? Get that special someone a gift certificate to use on the services they love. Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon, the only salon, med spa, and day spa located in the heart of downtown Prattville.
Hi, I'm Ella Seskew with Alabama News Network.
Montgomery police are investigating a morning bank robbery. They say a man entered the Wells Fargo in the 6200 block of Atlanta Highway, handed the teller a note, and got away with an undisclosed amount of cash. If you have any information on this, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. Your tip could lead to a cash reward. Last night, the Montgomery County School Board voted to approve an addition to the county ad valorem tax. Right now, the system is working with 10 mills, which is the state-required minimum. The board wants to add 12 mills to the current tax, making it 22 mills, and could possibly bring in around $33 million. Voters will ultimately decide. Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed and the transition team want to hear your voice tonight. There is a municipal assembly at City Hall tonight at 5:30 to answer questions about the direction the city is wanting to go to build a better Montgomery. The event is free and open to the public. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The risk of showers and storms will continue in the forecast, but the best chance of showers and thunderstorms will come late tonight in the overnight hours. Some possibly strong, maybe severe, with damaging wind gusts the main threat. Hey, make sure you have our weather app downloaded on your phone or tablet. It will instantly alert you to a watcher warning for your location. Go to the App Store or search Rich Thomas Weather. Tomorrow, the risk of rain will be around till about lunchtime, falling temperatures into the 50s by the afternoon. Overnight low temperature Thursday night, 35. Mid-50s is the best we'll do Friday, breezy and cool. A dry day Saturday, up around 60, and more scattered showers on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Make your next vacation destination Venezuela. Come and enjoy the scenic views, the hospitality, and the people. Venezuela, a place you will never forget.
Warning, stay away from Venezuela.
I'd love to, if I had the money, produce a movie, the National Lampoon Venezuelan Vacation with Chevy Chase.
Yeah.
So he could experience what he believes in. That'd be fun. All right. Wow, it's 5:14, and we're welcoming Mr. Right on the Money, Brant.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald from McDonald Hagen Wealth Management. I was surprised to see such a big jump in the Dow today. It's now halfway from 29 to 30,000. I was surprised. What was all that optimism about? Is it Fox Business said it's the coronavirus? It's got to be more than that.
Well, first of all, no, there is no doubt that this, the coronavirus news that's been trickling in over the last, say, 48 hours or so has been much better, than what we had been seeing. I mean, clearly, I mean, let me just tell you, buddy, I have looked at so many charts on this thing. And if you track the number of reported cases, the number of deaths and things like that, in terms of the rate of change, it has rolled over and it's starting to go down. So, assuming that the data coming from China is correct, then you have to see a relief in all of that. You know, I mean, really, there's a little bit of relief, and I think that's why the market is beginning to move higher. And truly, if you look at the names that would be the most impacted by this, so like the airline company, the cruise ship company, I mean, for crying out loud, Carnival Cruise Lines this morning came out and said, we think that the coronavirus impact to our earnings for 2020 is going to be, going to hit us by about 65 cents a share in earnings, which is a big chunk.
Yeah.
And the stock went up on that. The stock went up. So a lot of portfolio managers, a lot of asset managers out there who are looking at this are beginning to try to, sort of catch this, catch the buying opportunity in their minds, thinking that we may be in the trough right here at the sweet spot. And if all the data that I'm looking at is correct, then maybe that's true. maybe that's true. I do. I also know that several of the, you know, like Wynn Resorts and Las Vegas Sands, who have a very large presence in China. You know, there was an analyst out there. I can't remember which one it was now off the top of my head, but they went all in today, you know, raised their rating and said this is a terrific opportunity and this virus thing is going to get better and blah, blah, blah. So if that's the case, then, you know, I think you know, we can all sort of sit back and go, okay, well, let's survey the landscape and see where we are. And, you know, earnings were pretty darn good for the fourth quarter. Most of the CEOs had fairly nice projections for 2020. And I think what we're starting to see now with interest rates where they are, inflation relatively tame, it's what we call a little bit of a PE multiple expansion. So the valuation of market is beginning to get a little bit richer. And as I've said before, I don't think that's alarming. I don't think the market is getting, quote, sort of overpriced or running hot. But I would also say it's definitely not cheap in my mind. We're trading slightly above fair value if I had to, you know, sort of gauge it one way or the other, which is why my message I would send to everyone out there about this is, you know, is that if you're positioned in equities or you're sort of in this risk on type environment, you've got exposure to stocks and you're not retired, you're not planning on retiring anytime soon, you know, just stay the course. Make sure you're properly diversified. Make sure you've got your, you know, proper risk profile and all of that, and you've got a good allocation. If you are retired, then you probably do need to really start to look at your overall situation. That's what we're doing here. I mean, literally, because we have a lot of retirees. And as I've said so many times, you know, they're pulling money out of their retirement accounts as a subsidy for income. That's what retirement accounts are for. And so when markets do get a little bit rich, you do need to rebalance. You need to manage the risk on a short-term basis. And so that's kind of been our primary focus here in February.
Well, it's nice to see growth like that, you know, one day. We talked earlier, I don't have a fraction of the wisdom you do on this, but I have learned one thing. And this goes back to December of the year before last when we saw the Dow come back down below 22 for one day or whatever it was. What we've learned is not to overreact to a bad day like a week ago Friday, where there was a coronavirus concern that affected the markets. Not only has that 500 or 700, whatever it was, been recouped, but we're now way above where it was when that before, in less than 10 days, less than 2 weeks. It's been pretty amazing. So there's always a reason why money goes one way or another, but I've learned not to read too much into it. I guess what I'm saying is I have confidence that our president knows what he's doing and that this market is for real, even though we've got seven people or five or whoever dropped out seeing who's going to do the best job of screwing it all up. That's what they're competing to do. I've got the best plan to take this thriving, prosperous country and turn it into a crap hole like some third world nation. You just vote for me and I'll make sure you're all waiting in line for food. Breadline Bernie, that's the perfect nickname for him.
You know, I've managed money in a lot of political environments.
Yes, you have. And you've been teaching us through a number of political environments, too.
Yeah, and you know, regardless of who the president is, there, generally speaking, we can typically find opportunities in any environment. You know, so we can manage through it. Sometimes it's incredibly frustrating.
Yeah.
Whereas other times it's not so difficult. I mean, obviously, you know, I remember when I first got in the business, Greg. I've been in the business now over 31 years. My first year, I had this guy that was in the office, and he told me, you know, he said, Brant, listen, don't ever confuse brilliance on your part with a bull market. and it's true, you know, when you have a president or you have those in Congress or whatever, who have the mindset that they believe in free markets, they believe in freedom, they believe in capitalism, and they start to create conditions by which those things can thrive, then you see markets like what we've experienced in 2017. 2018 was a bit of a pause for all the reasons we know, but then 19, we came roaring back. And if you average it out, it's just been unbelievable, and it's been stellar. And we know all the reasons why. I mean, we've covered that with corporate tax rates, which I think is at the top of the list, by the way, and deregulation and the oil and the energy independence story, and it just goes on and on. But it's funny. The reason I go into that, Greg, the only reason is because you mentioned Sanders, and that's the one guy that truly, really frightens. If by some miracle he were to win the White House, that's an absolute game changer. You know, I had a client send me an email today and say, would you look at this investment? It's got some healthcare companies in it, and tell me, you know, would Trump's policies on healthcare hurt this fund, or would Sanders' policies hurt it? I said, well, you know, if it's Trump, it's going to help, except for maybe pharmaceuticals, where you got this question about him wanting to bring down drug prices. If it's Sanders, then every single one of those companies are going to go bankrupt in the healthcare, because he wants the whole government to run it.
Yeah.
And then I said, and I'm not sure there's many places you can go and hide in any sector.
Right.
But
I was just going to make a point, because you navigated us through 8 years of hope and change. And I remember you saying when, you know, and they kept the interest rates zero below whatever it was, but you said the one economic indicator that you saw as frustrating and ominous was wage growth. It never went up. Yet it's gone up 3.1% since Trump took office for the average American worker. That's a significant amount of money over those 3 years.
It really is. It's huge. And the thing is, you know, yes, the wage growth is almost sort of like the icing on top of the cake, you know, because the number one issue was fear of losing my job.
Yes.
That was the key in those industrial manufacturing states. And what did Trump do? He went all over that area and said, we're not only going to keep your job, but we're bringing them back home. We're going to make America great again. We know the story. And he has delivered on that. And so those people have incredible confidence.
Yeah.
That, wow, my job is safe, number one. And then, oh, by the way, not only is my job safe, but I'm making a heck of a lot more money. This is incredible. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's the real story. You're right. And that's it. That's it in a nutshell.
Yeah, I'm one of those people. I will. This is just between us and Rosie, okay?
Oh, okay.
But I was talking to somebody who is not a, let's say, just not a Trump fan. But it's not somebody that I have disrespect for. They're just frustrating. I can't get them off the dime. Well, what kind of a difference has he made for you? And we hung in there and we made a living and did pretty good during Obama's time. In fact, in one respect, he was good for business because he scared the crap out of everybody with all his Dumbo ideas. And people needed a place to talk to know it was going to be okay. But I said, Donald Trump paid for my daughter's wedding, and Donald Trump helped me restart her life when the marriage didn't work. And that's an absolute truth. That's the difference. That's the difference. I could not have done that. I couldn't have done both anyway, had it not been for, you know, a better economy. That's the kind of difference it makes.
No, you're exactly right, man. You know, there's no doubt about it. And if you go back and you look at those Obama years you mentioned, muddling along or whatever.
Whoa.
Well, there was not a whole lot going on. I mean, the market struggled mightily. When the Democrats had all three, you know, the House, the Senate, and the White House.
Well, at some point, you've made enough money, Brent.
Well, it's interesting to me that when, as conservatives took the House and then took the Senate, you look back, along with, you know, QE and some other things, the market exploded. And then we hit gridlock and we sidelined or whatever. But when literally the day after Trump got elected, you go and you look at this, these charts, people bend them off, they see this giant monitor. The S&P just exploded higher. We remember that in 2017. Mm-hmm. And markets, by the way, are nothing more than a reflection of what's actually happening in the economy. It's just prices, asset prices, and all asset prices have improved. Incomes have improved. So, you know, I think now with the winds blowing like they are, it's very, very hard to slow this momentum down. And how many months is it till November? We're talking, what, 9, 8.5, something?
You'll get there. But they're still trying to come up with the next reason that they're going to impeach Barr and all this good. They just can't stand it. Instead of coming up with their own ideas, let's tear down what's already there. And I hate it.
All that's going to change if Bloomberg starts taking over, which I think he's going to challenge Sanders. You watch and see.
I don't think the head of the Democratic Party wants Bernie Sanders, and they know that he would be a disaster. And probably cost, you know, you'd have 400 seats in the House for the Republicans if Sanders runs. That's how, that's the thumping they could expect if they put that old goat up there. 527, if you have never taken the time to sit down with a financial planner, here's your guy. His name is Brett McDonald. He's got a team of people at McDonald and Hagen that can help you begin the process just by examining your spending and everything else, how you can take phantom expenditures and turn them into something that'll be there for you when you need it, a nest egg, a retirement plan, whatever. You can do it, but you can't do it without great help, and that's what you'll get from Brent and these amazing people. 387-0094 is the number to call, 387-0094. Brent, we'll talk tomorrow, my friend.
We will, real quick. You know what my little guy is now saying?
Hmm.
Crap hole. He's listening to us live on the radio.
How about that? I'm an influencer of kids. That's great.
That's hilarious. I love it. All right.
Thanks, Brad.
I just had to let you know. Okay.
I'm glad you did.
All right. I'll explain to him why. We'll educate.
Okay, you do that. That's the dad's job anyway.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
All right, Rich Thomas will be your first thing in the morning. We're going to scare the crap out of you if the weather gets bad, just to make sure you're paying attention. What's going on here? There's a lot happening on the road.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a bad situation on 85 southbound. We have an accident right behind Jackson Hospital. You'll need to be over in the left-hand lanes to get around it. Traffic is start and stop, and it is backed up now all the way past Perry Hill Road, approaching the Eastern Boulevard. You'll want to take an alternate route if you're on 85 southbound headed downtown Montgomery. Because of this accident, a lot of roadways are flooded. People trying to get off the interstate at Perry Hill Road, Ann Street. That's got Atlanta Highway a little busier than it normally is. Vaughn Road, Carter Hill. Please use caution in the city. We are very busy everywhere. And we've got a new accident on the East Boulevard. If you're just passing Troy Highway headed up the hill near American Deli, we've got an accident right there. Use caution. It is just an ugly afternoon on the interstate. Premier Place is the ultimate shopping experience. Shop Burke's Outlet, Michael's, Big Lots, GameStop, Lindmark, Sweet Frog, Frozen Yogurt, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services provided by the lawyers.
How would you like to drive a 2020 Infiniti QX50? Well, now you can, because Wind Creek Wetumpka is giving away not one, but two Infiniti QX50s. In our Infiniti and Beyond giveaway, you can earn chances to win now. And be sure to come in for the grand prize drawings on February 1st and February 15th. The QX50 may be the nicest SUV on the road today, and you have two chances to win. So come play at Wind Creek Wetumpka and go to infinity and beyond.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here. Valentine's Day right around the corner. Man, this year's already zipping by.
I mean, I'm telling you. And you know what we do at Tucker Pecan at Valentine's? We make these truffles. Ooh, Lord. You talking about good? We'll have red velvet truffles, German chocolate truffles, chocolate truffles. We'll have all kinds of great truffles, a caramel truffle.
If you don't go get some of these truffles, you're going to be in trouble.
Exactly. I mean, they fly off the shelf, and we're going to start making them. And boy, when we start making them, we'll put them in little pretty little containers. And, you know, you can get it for your wife, your girlfriend, your kids, just anybody. Just show them, thank you, I love you. And that's what we're going to have at Tucker Pecan. And if you want to do some truffles and add a necklace with it, we've got some great jewelry coming in from market. You just got to come see it. And if they don't like truffles, get them some roasted and salted pecans. We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. Or you can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Alright, deja vu all over again with Interstate 85 this afternoon. This morning, we got a call from a listener about 8:30, I think it was, about a wreck under the Perry Hill overpass on 85 southbound, and by the time I looked, it was backed up as far as I could see. Same thing just now outside Interstate 85 southbound into the city is a parking lot again, except I don't know where that accident originates. We'll be checking back with Skipper shortly when we get a fresh update. I just got a note from Mark. I guess who's joined us, by the way. He was outside.
Who joined us?
This vagrant that was standing outside the back door just hanging out.
Hey, you got to beg somewhere. I mean, I can't think of a better place to beg than outside of a radio station.
You are producing.
Yes.
Tonight for David. That's...
I'm a poor substitute for Rusty, but I'm going to try.
Oh, come on. Terry Adams is with us. I just got a note from Mark. Somebody, was it Bert that called yesterday?
Yes.
You wanted to hear if I had a Wolfman Jack story.
Yes.
I do.
This ought to be good.
I may as well tell it because you've heard all the other crap today. So when I went to work for a station called Waxy 106, which was predominantly 60s, 70s, few currents. We carried the Wolfman Jack syndicated show on Saturday night. And in 82, I think it was, he was coming to, and he'd come in from time to time to his affiliate stations and cut promos and stuff, but, and I had met him a couple of times. In fact, we even had a liner that ran on the air where he said, "Ah, it's Wolfman Jack, Greg Goodell starts my day," you know, stupid, typical radio hackery. So I get a call, Wolfman's coming to town and he's bringing all these oldies bands.
Oh, cool.
Who had like one hit, like the Chiffons and
all the doo-wops bands. And
yeah,
all
a lot of it was doo-wop. Yeah. Stuff from American Graffiti.
Yeah, there you go. Sha-na-na and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So he'd have about four or five bands. He'd come to town and they asked if I would introduce him on stage, and $300.
Cool.
Sure. At the Sunrise Musical Theater. So it's the night of the show. I'm there. I may have been somewhat chemically altered. I'm not sure. But not to the point of impairment.
Good. Good.
So just before I'm supposed to go out, the stage manager comes running up and says, "We got a problem. Wolfman is stuck in traffic and he's not going to be here. Can you go out and do 15 minutes?
Whoa.
15 minutes. He was on route, but, and they wanted to get something on there on time.
Uh-huh.
I had no plan. I had a couple of things I was going to say. And honestly, I walked out, and it was just one of those times where everything I said was funny. Everything I did was funny. Everything I reacted to
you were on.
Was funny.
You were on.
I was on.
Love it.
I see a signal from behind the stage that he's here. "Hey, that Wolfman," you know, and he comes out, and everybody goes crazy, and I went home. Because I had no interest in seeing any of those groups. The next day, there is a review in the Sun Sentinel, which is the big paper that was then based in Fort Lauderdale, and it says, the review of the show, and says, "Yeah, this band, but actually, the show would have been much better if Greg Bedell had hosted the whole thing and Wolfman Jack had stayed home."
Ooh, wow.
Now, those days, big names had publicity services who would collect these clips.
That was their job, right?
That was their job.
Okay.
And he saw that.
Uh-oh.
And he felt that I deliberately tried to...
What? And what are you supposed to do?
I got lucky is what I did, that I had everybody laughing and carrying on. It was just one of those things. Sometimes, there have been a couple of times where I thought I had a great plan and went out and couldn't get out of there fast enough.
Yeah.
You just don't know. You learn how to read a room. So after that, Wolfman Jack refused to cut promos. Eventually, we just cut ties with him. But
that's not fair to you.
No, he was. Look, the guy really had. Wolfman could not tell a joke. He made his bones on his goofy style on the radio.
Sure.
Everybody could impersonate Wolfman Jack. But that was kind of petty. I didn't go out there to destroy his career. I just went out there to keep people engaged while he was getting his
ass. I guess he felt like he was the band that had to follow the Stones or somebody like that. And
That wasn't the plan. I didn't mean to do that.
But what are you supposed to do? Go out there and bomb?
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to come out here and suck for 15 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
I see Seth Spotlow.
He chose poorly.
Yeah. Anyway, one sidelight. Somebody did tell me that, because I got a really nice hand from the place, that the first sign that was going wrong for him was that he didn't get a bigger welcome than I did.
Oops. When did he quit radio?
Well, he died in 95.
Oh, so I guess he quit radio.
I think it was around then, yeah. He stopped doing radio after he died.
Okay, that makes sense.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Well, let's hope so.
John Lee Paints on Coliseum Boulevard is the place to get paint for any indoor or outdoor painting project. When you've lived a few years and made a few mistakes, you know that using a cheap paint gets you a cheap result, and you spend a lot of your very valuable time chasing running paint down the wall. It's not fun. It's not glamorous. It sucks. So go to John Lee Paint and get a paint that's going to accomplish. I've used this comp many times, but their paint, that Richard's paint for interiors, is so good that when you put it on, it looks like it has depth to it. Not like a flat paint. It looks like you could touch it with your finger and it'll go in like a couple of inches. You know what I mean?
Wow.
It's that good. And it lasts. I got an interior paint on my previous place that is up 6-7 years now. Scott Bowers put it on, and it still looks amazing. The other benefit is you do it right, it looks great, and it stays great for years and years and years. Exterior, John Lee just introduced their own brand called Solarproof. It is designed to not allow the development of mildew and other disgusting things on the exterior of your home. So when it gets dirty, you just hose it down. But if it's mildew, you got a bigger problem on your hands. So go to a great local business. 3.5 decades of service. The official color charts for Montgomery's historic districts are there at John Lee Paints, 34 Coliseum Boulevard, just north of Atlanta's Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Mom and Dad can find their happy place in senior living. Let them show you what makes Caravita Village so special.
Well, hi, everybody. The risk of showers and storms will continue in the forecast, but the best chance of showers and thunderstorms will come late tonight in the overnight hours. Some possibly strong, maybe severe, with damaging wind gusts the main threat. Hey, make sure you have our weather app downloaded on your phone or tablet. It will instantly alert you to a watcher warning for your location. Go to the App Store or search Rich Thomas Weather. Tomorrow, the risk of rain will be around till about lunchtime. Falling temperatures into the 50s by the afternoon. Overnight low temperature Thursday night, 35. Mid-50s is the best we'll do Friday, breezy and cool. A dry day Saturday, up around 60, and more scattered showers on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hi, I'm Ella Seskew with Alabama News Network. Montgomery police are investigating a morning bank robbery. They say a man entered the Wells Fargo in the 6200 block of Atlanta Highway, handed the teller a note, and got away with an undisclosed amount of cash. If you have any information on this, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. Your tip could lead to a cash reward. Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed and the transition team want to hear your voice tonight. There is a municipal assembly at City Hall tonight at 5:30 to answer questions about the direction the city is wanting to go to build a better Montgomery. The event is free and open to the public. Last night, the Montgomery County School Board voted to approve an addition to the county ad valorem tax. Right now, the system is working with 10 mills, which is the state-required minimum. The board wants to add 12 mills to the current tax, making it 22 mills, and could possibly bring in around $33 million. Voters will ultimately decide. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Here is Pat on the phone at 543. Hi, Pat.
Hey, Greg. I was just calling to see if there was any way that you could just ask your listeners to be on the lookout for. I have a friend who had in Timberlane that had a friend come and visit in an RV, and they had a little golden doodle that ran, that got out, and they're staying in town until they can find him. But he's been running loose, and I think he was spotted. The last time he was spotted, he was over in Stone Park area in the fields out there. Mm. It's just a little golden doodle named Sadie, and I was just going to see if maybe any of your listeners, if they could just keep a lookout for her. The people are from out of town, and they're staying in town until they can find her.
Is there a collar or any ID on the collar or anything? Do you know if the dog has a collar?
Does dog have a chip?
I don't know.
They need to find that. We need to find this out. And there's also a Facebook page called Lost Pets in Montgomery, I believe.
Yeah, they have that. Good. Can I message you this, and maybe you can...
I'll do whatever I can.
Announce it in the morning.
We've had luck with these kinds of situations. I can't guarantee
it. Yeah, I know. I think you actually, one of your listeners found my daughter's dog.
Yeah.
It's been a while, but so anyway, I'm sure they would appreciate it. I'll message you the information if you don't mind.
Not at all.
Happy to help. Thank you.
Thank you. It's 5:45.
Hey, guys, forget the meetings, the deadlines, the calls. Valentine's Day is February 14th. You know she's expecting something. Admit it. She's the glue that keeps you together, and she deserves to be celebrated this Valentine's Day. Rosemont Gardens offers a wide variety of unique floral designs. We create romantic arrangements even Prince Charming would envy using the freshest flowers. Let Rosemont Gardens help you create an unforgettable Valentine's Day for her. Come on, guys. She's more than worth it.
Looking for that perfect Valentine gift that says, I love you? Here it is. BF Goodrich Tires. Hi, I'm Jared at Tire City. This Valentine's weekend, you can save up to 50% when you buy 4 BF Goodrich passenger or light truck tires at Tire City. It's only 2 days, February 14th and 15th. Say I love you and save 50% on BF Goodrich Tires at one of Tire City's 2 locations.
Right tire.
85 is a mess. The wreck is, we just heard from Bill Yancey, says it's right behind Jackson Hospital on 85, and it is a disaster at the moment. Far as you can see?
Behind the building.
Yeah. I'll go down and take another look. I'm that kind of guy.
Make magic happen this Valentine's Day with a gift from Rick's Jewelers. Choose from a wide selection of fine jewelry, watches, sterling silver, and more. With so many choices, we're sure to have the perfect piece for your love at just the right price point. Rick's Jewelers, where quality and service shine through.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hey, this is David Little from Tucker Pecan Company. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 10 years now, and the results have been amazing. Every day, we have new customers that come in that have heard us on all the different radio stations that we advertise on. If you want to help your business grow, the best way to do it is through radio advertising through Blue Water Broadcasting. They do a great job in promoting our business and helping us grow our business, and hopefully they can help you grow your business too.
Millennials, Gen X, Baby Boomers, Gen Z, no matter what you call your customers, over 90% of them listen to radio every week. Reach them where they are. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is what your underpants sound like. This is what Duluth Rental Underpants sound like. Duluth Rental Underpants are like borrowing your best friend's underpants because we make sure they're nice and warm. They're not used, they're just gently broken in. They're not soiled, they're just a little earthy. And they offer the most comfortable support from your buns to your... Duluth Rental Underpants. Share a pair.
Hey, you know, John Badger, happy Valentine's Day to the Cougar. Boom, there you go.
Hi, I'm Rebecca, owner of Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. Are you looking for that perfect gift? Get that special someone a gift certificate to use on the services they love. Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon, the only salon, med spa, and day spa located in the heart of downtown Prattville.
Are you ready to invest in your future and work with a Southern brand you know and trust? Jenny King, the King of Clean, is in very high demand right now in this area. So we're looking for motivated, customer-oriented people who want to pursue the dream of working for themselves, but not by themselves. Go to JennyKingCleans.com now and see how our proven track record can help you become financially independent with a company that has been cleaning for over 30 years. That's JennyKingCleans.com.
Jenny King, the King of Clean.
It's time for some straight talk. Some choices don't require a brain, like getting the new iPhone 11 with the ultra-wide camera. Do you want an expensive plan with a contract or an affordable plan with no contract? Like I said, a no-brainer. Why pay more for the same network? Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get a plan that's up to half the cost of big carriers. All on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See straighttalk.com.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents... ...and Doug.
What would you like today?
Yes, I'd like to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
This is Burger Palace. Do you want any food?
Yes, one palace party meal.
No, Limu, they won't put insects on a burger.
No, you can't talk to the manager.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
I think if I ran into that Limu emu, I would shoot it. And probably Doug, too.
Yeah, they need to be dead.
I mean, metaphorically, Rosie. I'm not.
I like the little one with the blonde wig and the earrings.
Yeah, well, yeah. You're right. It's cute the first 5,000 times you see it. It's you smile. Old. Isn't that cute? There's the girl with the same hairstyle as the bird.
And now they're trying to take it to a fast food joint and put insects on your burger.
Yeah.
I didn't see that one.
That's the
it's a radio spot.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that one. I saw the new one where they're racing down the street and Doug is I can save you, right? Put your hand out the car.
Oh, yeah, holding the girl's hand, driving down the road. Just
get, and then he come to a safe stop, and he gets a business card. You only have to pay for what you need.
And she sees
I'm still staying with State Farm. I don't care what you say, Doug.
I'm an alpha man myself.
We had the call a few minutes back from the woman about the golden doodle. I have got the information. It's on my Facebook page. Save. Please share the hell out of it. I don't know how a dog like that disappears. Because this is one of the most unique-looking dogs. They're incredibly sweet and adorable. So let's hope that somebody just took it in and doesn't know who it belongs to. I would imagine a dog. That is a very special breed of dog, and those usually are chipped. So hopefully...
Yeah, hopefully there's somebody okay. on it or in it.
Anyway, let us know if there's an update. Because we want people to know that radio works.
Yes.
Amen.
5:52. So Terry Adams is here. He'll be producing for David Ernest tonight. Seth Spotlow is hanging out.
And I like that Duluth commercial, okay?
Duluth rental.
That was good, man, because I keep my drawers until that whole elastic thing just comes apart.
There's better ways.
I know, but why, man? I'm alone. I'm single. Nobody cares. Who's going to see
that's
me?
Good point. Good
that's
point.
A parody on the Duluth.
Yeah, because the guy
underwear, the sounds naked. Like
he doesn't have his gonads in his underwear. They're in his throat.
That's why I have a voice that goes all the way down to here.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Kind of like Don Markwell.
The great Don Markwell.
Thank you for that very much deserved extra adjective, sir.
Well, he was great.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding? That was the greatest flattery, to be embraced by the godfather of radio in this town. Are you kidding? I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for him.
That, and you got Larry Stevens in your corner, too. I mean,
the
my
best.
Goodness. Yep.
The best.
Absolutely.
I'm very blessed. 5:53, I'm blessed to have you guys hanging out with me.
Guys.
Thank you.
You guys with me right now. Your CBD store is right across from Renfro's Adams Drugs. Now, CBD products can help you in a wide variety of ways for better sleep, for less pain, for making your skin rejuvenate, because these are the real deal. Do not buy CBD products from somebody who doesn't specialize in CBD products. Your CBD store carries the SunMed product line. It meets all ISO standards, and the staff of Marissa and Laurie at that store can answer any questions you have and explain why they're such effective treatments for things like anxiety, for better sleep, pain, and why the pet treats are incredibly successful for dogs. They know the science. My job is to get you interested enough to stop by and ask these questions. Check out, they have free samples there all the time. And they can tell you why these have become, it's not a fad. This is the real deal. It took time for the world to kind of wake up to the benefits that these CBD products bring to the table. And they carry the best. At your CBD store, just go south by the Bojangles off Chantilly Parkway. Make your first left, your first right, and you are there at your CBD store. All right, we got a fresh update from Skipper here. Let's see how bad it is on southbound 85 and other spots.
Well, good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Good news on I-85 southbound. They got the accident out of the way. Things are beginning to clear up. We are still very busy on 85 southbound from just before Perry Hill Road all the way down to Jackson Hospital. But the congestion is beginning to dissipate. So that's the good news this afternoon. We are very busy on 85 and 65 in every direction. The Eastern Boulevard, if you're approaching I-85 just before you get to Sam's, there at the BMW place, we've got an accident there. Watch out for emergency vehicles. Atlanta Highway, Taylor Road, and the 31s are very busy this afternoon as well. It's raining savings at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Toyota Camrys as low as $185 per month with approved credit. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
It's time for some straight talk. Some choices don't require a brain, like getting the new iPhone 11 with the ultra-wide camera. Do you want an expensive plan with a contract or an affordable plan with no contract? Like I said, a no-brainer. Why pay more for the same network? Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get a plan that's up to half the cost of big carriers, all on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See straighttalk.com.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents... Doug.
Welcome to Burger Palace. What would you like today?
Yes, I'd like to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
This is Burger Palace. Do you want any food?
Yes, one palace party meal.
No, Limu, they won't put insects on a burger.
No, you can't talk to the manager.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
There's a reason why Joaquin Phoenix Dairy has America's best dairy products.
We go into the natural world and we plunder it for its resources.
Those resources are cows. That's where milk comes from. At Joaquin Phoenix Dairy, our methods are tried and true.
Artificially inseminate a cow. And when she gives birth, we steal her baby. And then we take her milk that's intended for a calf, and we put it in our coffee and our cereal.
Because it's so delicious.
I don't know what I'd be without it.
You'd have osteoporosis, probably, Joaquin.
We share the same love.
The love of farm fresh milk, butter, and cheese. Why Joaquin Phoenix Dairy? Because he's an A-list Oscar-winning Hollywood celebrity and knows better than you. That's why.
Joaquin Phoenix Dairy, made with pretentiousness.
Joaquin Phoenix Dairy. Artificially inseminate the cows so you don't have to.
They just can't help showing their ass, right? I mean, it's just amazing.
No, him on Letterman was the best. That was classic.
Oh, I don't recall that.
Oh, they got into it. It was... They really got into it. Because he was...
That's like two a-holes having...
Oh, yeah. It was interesting.
As goofy as they both are, they must be goofy in different directions.
Yeah, they are. It's a combative goofiness.
All right, it's 5:58 before we wrap up. Terry Adams here is going to be producing for David Ernest tonight. And why don't we do a sneak preview? What would you like to on the table tomorrow other than food when you come in?
Whatever you want to talk about, Greg.
One thing I would like, whatever research you've done, coronavirus.
Oh, yeah. I've got a lot of stuff to Rappaport. John Rappaport's done a lot of stuff on that, and he believes it's a bioweapon. All signs point to that. We know the patents on it and all that stuff.
So. That town where Wuhan, did I get that right?
Wuhan.
It's a cross between Wuhan and...
Hoo-ah!
There you go.
That's where they developed the pathogens.
Imagine that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And now they say, Tom Cotton, Senator from Arkansas, they're aerosoled.
Mm-hmm.
So that doesn't mean you have to kiss somebody or...
Breathe it. All you got to do is breathe it.
They can...
Hits the olfactory and it's game on.
That's it. All right, they're next. Thank you, Rosie.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Jacqueline Tomlinson. Thank you, Amy Hampton. Thank you, Sus Botlow.
Thank you.
And everybody have a good and a safe night. We will be here first thing in the morning as that weather is coming through.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet.